Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have with me Jack Thomason, who is a professional home builder. We're down here in Port St. Lucia, Florida, at the HGTV Green Home. How you doing, Jack?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I appreciate you being with us. This is your second home, I guess. You built one last year in Hilton Head.
Right. This is the second HGTV Green Home. We have another project called the HGTV Dream Home that's now in its 14th year. But because of consumer interest, the entire green movement, we felt that we had an opportunity to build the HGTV Green Home and to show consumers what they could do in their own homes and to introduce them to products and practices that they're interested in.
Is the consumer really, do you think they're really starting to tune into this whole green movement?
You know, HGTV is considered the consumer source on all things home and garden. We're in 100 million households, and our viewers are passionate about their homes. And we get tons of feedback from our viewers, and we know that they're interested in this subject, and we know that they're interested in it on many levels, from the lowest no-cost idea to whole house ideas. We get lots of feedback from them on our website, hgtv.com, and we know from our viewer feedback that they want this information.
Okay, and a green home is one that's not only, you know, qualifies for LEED Platinum certification, but it's also around the indoor air quality. And tell us a little bit about what makes a home green.
Yeah, you know, there's some broad categories that if you address those categories, you're heading in the green direction. Categories like clean indoor air quality, energy efficiency, water conservation, those are the biggies. And we've tried to really look at those categories and file each of our decisions in one of those groupings and to contribute to that category. With water conservation, for example, all the faucets in the house have low-flow aerators to immediately reduce the water that's coming out of the faucets, even though you're still having an effective faucet. In the landscaping, there's so much water lost in irrigation for landscaping. So here we're doing some rainwater collection. We've used native and drought-tolerant plants. Plants that are of a particular area will thrive in that area and will reduce your water use because you're using less irrigation. Energy efficiency, this house has solar panels that account for about 40% of our power usage. We have solar tube skylights in the house. We have Energy Star appliances. We really have tried to just take any decision you would make on your house and take that decision to the next level to make it greener.
And when it comes to flooring, which is what most of our listeners are centered on that, what makes the flooring in this house green?
The flooring in this house is a Shaw product that has high recycled content. We have actually two different wood floorings in the house. One has 50% recycled content. The other has 100% recycled content. They're domestic floors. They are also beautiful because our goal is to show how you can marry a green product with the aesthetics of a house. So to know that Shaw has made a commitment to domestic woods that have been from sustainably managed forests, also the processes of the recycling that's gone into these products all contribute to why these products were selected for this house.
And you also have rugs, which I think are made out of Anso nylon, which have that cradle-to-cradle story, right?
Exactly. The rugs in the house were made from the Anso nylon carpet that Shaw offers, and we've taken those carpets, we've bound them into rugs, so they have, you know, the great decorating benefit of a rug and how you can just substitute a rug in a room and change the entire room. But we also know that they can be recycled. They have a recycled content in them, but they can also be recycled in the Evergreen recycling facility that Shaw has.
Let me ask you another consumer question. Is the consumer willing to pay a little bit more, and does it cost a little bit more to build a green home?
You know, both. The consumer is presently willing to pay a little bit more. There was certainly a time, even a couple of years ago, when the first green products that were really hitting the consumer market were so markedly more expensive that consumers were shying away from it, but consumers were still interested. With consumer demand comes more product. With more product and more competition comes lower prices. So if you were shopping for green products even 2 years ago, you'd be shocked if you were to shop again today about the availability of new products and how those prices have come down.
You know, last night, Jack, you and I had dinner, and you were telling me about the process. I mean, you're actually the quarterback on this whole thing. You go out and buy the land. You pick, all the contractors to do the work. And one of the things I found interesting is as you're going around and you're picking the partners that work with you on this, that supply the materials, I mean, you've got to kind of cut through the greenwashing. How do you go around cutting through the greenwashing to make sure that the products you're putting in this home actually are the best when it comes to being green?
You know, you ask good questions. It's as if you were interviewing someone for a job, and the questions that you ask similar questions about the products you pick for your house. When it came to the flooring products in this house, I went to Dalton, Georgia, and I toured the Shaw facility. I looked at their new introductions. I asked good questions about what made them green, what the processes were like. Also, the location of that facility as it relates to the location of this house was wonderful, and just their commitment to how the products are packaged, how they're shipped. You ask all those questions. Take the typical question that you would ask and take it 10 steps further.
So you keep asking and asking and asking until you get the whole story.
I keep asking and asking until I'm happy, and very fortunately, HETV allows me to really vet the products that are in this house. We want people to know that if they like a product that we're using in the HETV Green Home, that we're also recommending that product for their own home.
So your objective in building this home is not only to build a beautiful home, but one that qualifies for, I guess, LEED certification, is that right?
Yeah, the LEED certification that we achieved with this house was really a bonus. I knew that I was building a green home and I was decorating it in a green way, but the rating system from the U.S. Green Building Council, the LEED system, is a wonderful third-party certification of what we've accomplished here. This year's house achieved platinum LEED certification, which we're so proud of because there are only a few houses in the country that have achieved that to date. And last year's house, our first HETV green home, achieved gold certification. So we took what we had accomplished last year and what we learned last year, we applied it into this house to achieve that higher level of certification. But sometimes the certification processes are confusing sometimes and they can be complicated, and we don't want that to deter someone for pursuing a green home. And again, we're happy with what we accomplished there, but for us, it was just that third-party verification that what we knew we were producing, the industry also agrees with.
Well, tell me one last question before we run out of time. I'm just curious. Now, if somebody wants to see this home, they can actually go online and see it, right?
Right. At HETV.com, we have a virtual tour where you, on your own pace, can go room by room, look at every floor, every wall, every ceiling. In fact, we have Shaw products on the floors, walls, and ceilings of this house. So you can see some of our flooring products, some of the tile products, and you can go room by room on your own pace.
Okay. And you're actually going to give this house away, isn't that right?
We are. This is part of a big nationwide sweepstakes called the HGTV Green Home Sweepstakes that goes until June 6th. So the time is running out for this year's project, but it only takes one entry to win.
All right, great, Jack. I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Jack Thomason, who's a professional home planner and also the host of the show around this HGTV Green Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.